the Haynes mayor breaks a tie vote to hire Brad Ryan as interim borough manager. And the Haynes school board appoints Jeannie Kitayama to a vacant seat. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. Haynes Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan is the new interim borough manager. It wasn't an easy decision for the borough assembly Tuesday night. The assembly was split between Ryan and a retired Juneau city manager. Ultimately, the mayor broke a tie vote in favor of Ryan. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
Haynes' top municipal job was left in limbo about a month ago when the assembly fired manager Bill Seward in a 4-2 vote. Since then, borough clerk Julie Causey has served as acting manager. Facilities Director Ryan has experience with the interim manager job. In late 2015, he took on the role after manager Dave Sosa resigned. The assembly gave Ryan a favorable review during his 6 months as interim. Assemblywoman Margaret Friednauer said Ryan's Haynes experience and his support from other borough staff make him the best candidate.
And that's what we need right now is consistency, I believe, from somebody who has proven themselves in this particular position that has the high confidence of the staff and the assembly.
Ryan is also interested in the permanent manager job. But other assembly members found an offer from former Juneau City Manager Dave Palmer too tempting to refuse. Palmer has a long record of municipal management experience in Southeast Alaska. He is retired now, but he offered to serve as interim to help Haynes through its leadership transition. Assemblymember Heather Lendy said they would be foolish to pass up Palmer's offer.
All of us know that if you mention Haynes in government to anybody anywhere, we've got a problem. We can't keep managers.
Lendy said one reason for the high manager turnover might be that the assembly doesn't hire managers based on professional qualifications. The last two managers had no municipal experience. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt also favored Palmer based on his professional experience.
You know, Brad has great judgment. I think Brad has shown diligence. The one area that I don't think Brad is yet completely strong in is experience. And I have to agree with Heather. I think we need to have a manager who can model an example of how a professional manager operates.
Assemblyman Tresham Gregg agreed with Morfitt and Lendy. He said it might be more disruptive to remove Ryan from his public facilities role, considering the number of major projects the borough is juggling. Mayor Jan Hill spoke up before the vote. She praised Ryan and admonished the assembly for not listening to borough staff members who spoke at previous meetings in his favor.
Brad is committed to this community. He's invested in this community.
When it came to a vote, the assembly was split. Friednauer, Ron Jackson, and Mike Case voted to hire Ryan. Lendy, Morfitt, and Gregg were opposed. Mayor Hill broke the tie vote in favor of Ryan. At the end of the meeting, resident Mike Danker approached the microphone. He said the assembly did not follow the borough charter, which states, quote, "The manager is selected solely on the basis of professional qualifications."
The charter says solely on the basis of professional qualifications. Plain English, the charter, the guiding document. Really?
The borough's executive assistant to the manager, Krista Kielsmeyer, spoke next. She said professional qualifications are not always clear-cut.
What is the value of on-the-ground Haynes experience? What is the value of doing the job before? What is the impact of being retired for 7 years?
Ryan has already started as interim manager. His contract includes a 20% pay increase. That boosts Ryan's hourly pay to $48, which is equivalent to about a $100,000 annual salary. Speaking by phone Wednesday, Ryan said he was pleased with the assembly's decision.
It's unfortunate there's a division over it, but I hope we can win everybody's confidence and move forward.
Ryan said the plan is for Harbor Master Sean Bell to serve as acting public facilities director in his absence. Assistant Harbor Master Gabe Thomas will step up to acting Harbor Master. The assembly still needs to decide how to move forward with the search for a permanent manager. Ryan is interested, but he's not the only candidate so far. Haines Chamber of Commerce Director Deborah Schnabel also expressed interest. The assembly plans to discuss whether to cast a wider net for the manager job at its January 24th meeting. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
Last month, a seat opened up on the Haynesboro School Board. Now, the group has appointed a retired Haynes educator to fill the vacancy. The board voted unanimously to appoint Jeannie Kitayama to the open seat.
Being retired, semi-retired now, you know, you spend so much time in education, it's not so easy to just let go of it and not be a part of it.
Kitayama is retired from teaching at the Haynes School. At this week's board meeting, she said she's been involved in education positions in town since the early 1990s. Kitayama was back at the school recently, serving as a long-term substitute in the kindergarten classroom 2 years in a row.
I think it's important to know that joining the school board for me is like not coming with any agenda. It's that we've benefited a lot from this community. And when I look at what I can give back, it's what I have in my background.
The seat opened up last month. Board member Mike Wilson is moving, leaving the spot vacant. Kitayama wasn't the only candidate for the job. The board interviewed Arthur Woodard as well. Woodard is a military veteran who's worked in the private sector and owned a business. He says he spent his later career in education. Both candidates were asked if they believe in the school district's mission and what their vision is for fulfilling it. The mission identifies graduating lifelong learners. Here is Kitayama, then Woodard.
I was working here when we threw around a lot of those ideas, and I think that's the one that was most open to what real life is and what school is, and just balancing the academics and the socialization.
You have a responsibility to teach values, and that's certainly an important value.
They were also asked what the most pressing issue is for the district.
I think that the most pressing issue would probably be totally aware of the conditions in the classroom.
Seems like it's always been enrollment and the economy going up and down and how to plan for the future.
Woodard noted that his background in the private sector could be helpful in the school board position.
A lot of people go from high school to college to teaching, and I don't think they're really that worldly when it comes to surviving and knowing what is needed by the students, so to speak.
The board voted to go into executive session to discuss the two candidates before making their decision, but not without some debate. Kitayama initially expressed interest in deliberations being open, and board member Sarah Chapel objected to a closed-door session.
We're elected officials, and we serve the public, and I think that we should be having this entire discussion in public.
Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri and Chapel both voted against going into executive session, but they were overruled by those in favor. When they returned, the board voted unanimously to appoint Kitayama. Here's Palmieri.
This is a 10-month position. You know, I feel like Jeannie, knowing the school and knowing kind of how we operate, kind of has a few steps, you know, ahead in order to up on that learning curve.
The position expires at the October election. Kitayama wasn't sworn in yet. She's currently employed by the school district as a long-term substitute, and that prohibits her from also serving on the board. The sub-position ends on January 30th, so the board plans to swear in its newest member at the next meeting. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.